Good afternoon. Welcome to Spinning Radio. Today is October 28th. It's Friday. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to get a little random philosophical with you today. Just things that, you know, I've thought about and just been thinking about this morning. I'm curious what side you subscribe to in life. Do you believe that we can be our own strength? Do you believe we need God for strength? Do you believe, what do you believe? I've started coming to the conclusion, and this is somewhat related, and I'm trying to organize my thoughts so they're not quite as scattered as I'm sure they'll come out to be. But I've kind of come to the conclusion that we as humans are our own worst enemy. Plain and simple. Either we let ourselves be too involved in ourselves, just we overthink everything, we think we know a definition of the way something's supposed to be, and we go by that definition, and we're sure, and we're sure, and then it doesn't happen, or we've, you know, thought ourselves out of whatever the next great thing was in our life. And, you know, then there's the people who rely on somebody else, whether it's a person, whether it's God, whether it's what, and, you know, I see the benefits of relying in a God because it's not another person, so they can't let you down. And it's that much closer to relying on yourself. But then I, you know, there's issues that I have with organized religion in that it's just that. I mean, it's created by man, plain and simple. You know, I'm not trying to be blasphemous, but organized religions have been created by people. And so they have human restrictions. I mean, who's to say what you should do to lead your life and how you should go about being forgiven for any bad things you may do? Not to get totally deep on you, and I don't necessarily want to turn this conversation this way, but quick topic of suicide. You know, there's so many religions that believe that it is a moral sin to kill yourself. Now, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying everyone should go out and do it. But I don't entirely understand that concept. I don't understand. Well, and don't worry, I'm not suicidal, I'm not doing that, I'm just, this topic came up elsewhere in my life, and I don't understand why it is that people can sit there and say that it is wrong for you, who's horribly depressed, who really just does not like your life for whatever reason, that your reasonings for wanting to kill yourself aren't valid simply because they want you to stay around. Ultimately, isn't that what the pain is? The pain is the people who survive. And I'm sorry, but I don't want to make someone live in their own pain just so that they're around for me. That's not good for them. But then there's the question of, you know, things like, you know, I was told by a friend that the Catholic Church, you know, in order, you know, it's one of those sins that you have to be forgiven by the Pope. Well, you know, that seems like a lot of red tape to be like, well, nope, sorry, you can't get into heaven. You need to be approved and, you know, forgiven by this person and then that person and nope, that person. That just seems insane to me. And that's how I think we, that's how I see that we get into our way for everything. And, you know, I'm going to run out of time. I may have to do this in two parts today. But I'm starting to realize, you know, everything that I read and every inspirational thing I see says you need to take that leap for yourself. Anything you do, you need to go out and do. And yes, I'm off the suicide topic. Don't worry. But, you know, you just need to go out and do it. And this basically negates the whole trusting in somebody else, believing in somebody else, believing in, you can believe in something else, but for me, I choose to believe in me because I'm the one that's going to do it. I'm the one that has to live with it. I'm the one that has to do it, and I'm the one that's going to get it done, and that's all there is to it. And it's just, it's interesting, and I've kind of lost my train of thought. Of course, watching this little clock on my thing tick down doesn't help. I think I'm going to pause it here and go into a second part. Hold on.